WHUD, the Christmas music station. But we want to talk baseball right now. With me is the interim general manager of the Hudson Valley Renegades, Will Young. Will, I know you probably think we have turkey outside and we decorated the studio just for you, but it's a coincidence.
No, it's all for me, I'm sure. Ran out the red carpet.
All right, so the interim GM, you got some plans for the upcoming season. Last year, the Renegades for a while were the Cider Donuts. I'm told that was a very successful switch of identities for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
And what are you planning for the next season?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm sure a lot of people know about the Cider Donuts. We introduced it in 2023. It was, you know, an homage to the Hudson Valley. You know, everybody knows, you know, the apple picking season's upon us. Well, I guess it might have passed now. We're almost, you know, like as the studio mentions, holiday season.
Holiday season.
This year we're coming up with something similar, but, you know, a real fun idea that we're excited about. So 10 o'clock today, we're going to be announcing that. There's a lot of new merch, some great things for the holidays that's going to be coming out. Really, we wanted to connect the state of New York with the Hudson Valley, really something that's a Hudson Valley staple, connecting it with a New York state tradition. So really trying to, again, connect the whole state versus just the Hudson Valley. It's going to be fun.
Okay. And you can't tell us what it is because that's for 10 o'clock and you don't want to scoop yourself, right?
The tease I'll give you is, you know, the nickname of the big city may be coming to the Hudson Valley. So that's my little tease.
Well, and there is a connection, of course, because the Yankees are the parent team of the Hudson Valley Renegades, right?
Yeah, for the last 4 years. So since I got here, we've been a Yankee affiliate, which is, it's been great. And the community's really rallied around it too. The fans have been excellent. We've seen a lot of people, you know, who've been coming since they were 2-3 years old back in the 90s. Now they have kids of their own and getting to bring out, see the stars of tomorrow. We had three Renegades on the World Series roster for the Yankees, so really fun to see them play.
Absolutely. We're talking with interim GM for the Renegades, Will Young. Now, you're from Minneapolis originally.
Minneapolis, yeah.
You've been here for a while now.
Been 4 years, so since 2020, right at the end of 2020, got here. So that first season coming out of the pandemic, with the Yankees affiliation, we're able to kind of get started here and have got to know great people, all the fans, the community, you know, people around us. It's been fantastic.
Well, yeah, I know you have that new area, the clubhouse, if you will, the club.
Yes,
and my daughter and her four kids and her husband went there for July 4th, and they have vowed to me, Dad, do whatever you have to do, but we are going there every July 4th. They had such a great time.
No, it's great to hear. It's, you know, it's pure baseball, right? July 4th, nothing better than being able to watch some fireworks, watch some baseball, enjoy the community. So yeah, that new space has been great. It's been great to have something that's
it.
You know, a baseball game in April in the Hudson Valley is not always the most weather friendly. So being able to have an indoor space, you know, somewhere people can go get some great food, heated, you know, be able to be a little more comfortable watching a game.
And now, how many games do the Renegades play this upcoming 2025 season?
So at home, we play 66 games. We play almost as long as, you know, we started on April 4th as opening day this year. We go all the way till after Labor Day, September 7th.
Unbelievable. Well, I just have to tell you, you know, I was around when the Renegades came from Erie, Pennsylvania. They were the Erie Sailors. Mm-hmm. And then they came to Fishkill. The stadium was built like from scratch.
Oh, yeah. 72 days.
72 days. We called it the Field of Dreams. I got James Earl Jones, who lived in Pauling at the time, to record his Field of Dreams speech, but make it about the Dutchess Stadium at the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot you don't know. And and I must say, because I live right down the road on just off Route 9D in Beacon. Yeah. All three of my children worked at the Renegades.
That's great.
In their, you know, teen years.
Yeah.
And they tell great stories. You know, Snooki once worked there too.
Oh yeah, we had Snooki back in the ballpark a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Renegades history is really important to me and my family, and I know to a lot of families. So I can't squeeze out what the alternate identity is going to be in 2025.
I'll just have to, again, that's my hint, is the, you know, the nickname of the big city coming to the Hudson Valley.
Okay,
we'll find out at 10 o'clock.
Gee, what do they call the big city? It's on the tip of my tongue. Hey, Will, I wish you good luck. And as the interim GM, I hope that becomes permanent. And you've been here for 4 years and hopefully many, many more.
Yeah, that's the plan. I appreciate you having me.
All right. And you know what you have to say in this decorated studio?
Happy holidays.
There you go.